I wonder what Martha Argerich is doing. I bet she's retired by now. Let's see here. Martha Argerich live streamed 10/26/2020. See 2021. Ravel Piano Concerto. Martha Argerich is going to be 80 years old in 2 weeks on June 5th. She was born in 1941 during World War II. These clips are from the last 6 months. She's still out playing concerts with orchestras from memory. These insane works like the Third Prokofiev Piano Concerto. Not only is she not retired, she's playing all these concerts still. Okay, so to understand who Martha Argerich is, let's go back to one of the earliest videos that I've seen here on YouTube. This is from the Chopin piano competition, which she won in Warsaw in 1965. Beautiful. So in 1965, she was 24 years old. Like I said, she's going to be 80 on June 5th. So her career has spanned really since her first recital when she was 8 years old all the way until 2021 when she's still performing.
Not easy for any orchestra.
Very difficult.
Yes. And joyful?
Yes.
It's a very colorful and light, full of light, no?
Yes. It's fun.
I go on a Martha Argerich rabbit hole about every 6 months or so where I'll sit here and I'll watch video after video after video of concerts, chamber music, solo piano recitals, and then interviews. I'll sit for 2 hours and just watch them. There's just so much to watch, and it is absolutely fascinating. But I've been familiar with her since the early 70s. I actually discovered her by getting a record out from the public library where I grew up. I believe it was her playing the Third Prokofiev Piano Concerto. But she plays the Third Piano Concerto, the Prokofiev First Piano Concerto, the Chopin Piano Concerto, Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto, Rachmaninoff Third Piano Concerto, the Liszt Piano Concerto, Beethoven's First Piano Concerto, Second, Third. These are all on YouTube. She performs all of these from memory, along with that Bach Partita and hundreds of other pieces. They're on YouTube, spanning decades. All of these things. She's performed them in front of orchestras all around the world. I've never seen Martha Argerich perform, ever. She is actually notorious for canceling concerts at the last minute. And I've honestly never been in the position where I could fly to Europe to see her play. She doesn't play in the United States very often. And when you buy a ticket to her concert, there's a very good chance of her canceling. She has She's really nervous performer. Even now, where she talks about it, I watch interviews of her, and I started going down this thing last night, and I started looking at interviewers of her, and I realized, I knew that she spoke multiple languages, and I started seeing interviews in Spanish.
Organizaba conciertos para sus alumnos.
She's from Argentina. She's from Buenos Aires. Of course, she speaks Spanish, and she speaks French.
Enfin, il y a ça, puis il y a le rapport avec la musique. La musique est toujours mauvaise.
Then I found a German interview.
Suchen, wenn wir spielen, wirklich da zu sein und wirklich zu spielen. Ich meine.
I found an Italian interview. She speaks English too.
And tonight it was this night, I think. I was very touched also during the playing by the music.
She knows multiple concertos. I don't even know how many concertos from memory. That she can play in front of an orchestra flawlessly. Still, some of these concertos, like Rachmaninoff's, is 42 minutes long. The Prokofiev Third Piano Concerto, like I said, is 31 minutes. The first Prokofiev Piano Concerto is about 17 minutes. Check out this little section. Not only is her technique phenomenal, but her groove is unreal. I mean, that part right there where she's just playing the three against two, this part. So she's got triplets going on in the right hand, and she's going, so three against two, those lines right there. It's unbelievable. Listen again. Now, if you're 79 years old, I mean, just stay awake for 31 minutes. I'm just kidding. I'm almost 60, right? But I can't even imagine having the stamina to sit there, but to perform these things that are just the most technically intense, emotionally intense pieces, and sit there with that focus and execute these things like you're 20 years old. When you're 79, 80 years old, it's just mind-boggling. She also has a number of encore pieces. Probably her most famous is the Scarlatti Sonata 141 that has this tremolo one hand where it plays on single notes. A tremolo like would be a mandolin. It was originally written for harpsichord. You can see videos of her doing this in multiple decades, including 6 months ago. Always asking people, professional musicians, mostly jazz musicians or rock musicians, but I'm talking the best players that you would know. I won't mention names, but I always ask them, do you know who Martha Argerich is? And invariably they say, no, never heard of her. And I'm thinking, how could you never heard of Martha Argerich? She's probably the most famous classical musician of the 20th century and 21st century. She will be remembered. Unlike these videos I've done where I was talking about who's going to be remembered in 200 years, Martha Argerich will be remembered in 200 years. Because not only are there recordings of her, Deutsche Grammophon recordings, I mean, many different record labels since the 1960s, but there are also videos, many videos here on YouTube that you can see. Far more videos than there are recordings. She's actually, in my opinion, really under-recorded for all the things that she's played. She plays chamber music. She plays, you go on YouTube, you can spend years watching videos of her. And There are interviews with her from the 60s, from the 70s. They are fascinating, speaking in all different languages, talking about music, talking about life. She has three daughters from three different marriages. Her daughter, Stephanie, her youngest, made a documentary about her in 2012 called Bloody Daughter. And it's absolutely the most interesting thing. It's basically her chronicling her mom, getting videos that you would never see of her mom waking up in the morning in some hotel room where she's going to be doing a concert, and her mom getting up and Martha's drinking her cappuccino there right in bed. And then she's talking about this and that, talking about life. And it's a very personal, in-depth documentary that she made. And I would recommend it to anyone. When I was going through these videos last night, I recalled that she had cancer in 1990, melanoma, and then it had spread to her lungs by 1995, and she had half of one of her lungs removed, and she got an experimental vaccine that cured her of cancer. When she was in her early 20s, she quit playing for 2 or 3 years, and she just watched TV in her apartment because she was depressed. The height of her career, like beginning of her career, she took years off and did not play. You know, I was thinking as I was watching her last night that one of the reasons that I got out of producing wasn't just YouTube. It was the fact that I never worked with people. It got to the point that could actually play a performance all the way through. Everything would have to be edited in Pro Tools. Every note, every phrase. And there are so many young musicians that are seemingly virtuosos if you watch them on Instagram or wherever, but they'll do 100 takes of something, or they'll punch stuff in, or they'll mime. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when you think that there's a woman that's going to be 80 years old in 2 weeks, is out there crushing it, just killing it still at this age, and has been doing this her whole life, it just is blows my mind. I would encourage all of you to go search Martha Argerich on YouTube. Watch her performances. There are so many of them there. And check out some of her interviews because they are absolutely fascinating. I always get into one of these rabbit holes for hours when I do that. Last night, I was here till 2:30 in the morning just going through them, one after another, ones that I haven't seen. And I've looked at a million of them on here. So thanks so much for watching. That's all for now. Don't forget to subscribe. If you're a first-time viewer, ring the bell. That'll let you know when I go live and when a new video comes out. Give it a thumbs up. Leave a comment. That's very important. If you're interested in the Beato book, go to my website at www.rickbeato.com. Follow me on Instagram at rickbeato1. Check out the new Beato Ear Training Program at beatoeartraining.com. And if you want to support the channel even more, think about becoming a member of the Beato Club. Thanks for watching.